Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper. I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes and we're going to start very soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front or in a chair, and both are fine. And as you may know, this is a video that I send out once a month with meditation instruction and some thoughts on the path and our practice. So I truly hope you will find this useful. And what I want to talk about before we sit today is what's called the Noble Eightfold Path, which may sound complicated, but it isn't. And the reason I was thinking about it when I was thinking about what to say in this video is because this is a very confusing, intense time on planet Earth, I would say. I think that's a pretty fair statement. And what has gone before has been shown not to work in terms of many of the ways we treat each other and the way we make decisions and the way our culture, the principles and values that have given rise to our culture, at least speaking for the United States, things need to change. How? How do you make lasting change? Well, of course, I don't know the answer to that. And there are many theories, some of which are really good, some of which are not. But if there's anything I know a little bit about, it's the Buddhist path. And the Buddhist path is said to consist of 8 steps called the Noble Eightfold Path. That's a vast oversimplification. But I thought over the course of the next few videos, I would talk a little bit about what those 8 steps are. Each step gives rise to the next one. They go in order. In other words, you shouldn't start in the middle. You should start with the first one. And I hope you'll find this useful as you and your loved ones and your family and friends seek to make their way forward to a more sane world. I have found without question, after 27 years of experimentation, that these steps do lead in that direction. So the Noble Eightfold Path is also known as the 4th of the 4 Noble Truths. Buddhism has lots of numbers. The first 3 Noble Truths, the very first teachings that the Buddha gave, are the 4 Noble Truths. The first one is life is unsatisfying because things always change. The second one is the cause of this dissatisfaction is grasping, meaning thinking things should stay permanent, which they never will. The third noble truth is called the cessation of suffering, which means now that you know the cause, grasping, you also know the cure, stop grasping. But how do you do that? Well, that brings us to the 4th noble truth, the Eightfold Path, which says, vastly oversimplified, well, do these 8 things and you will be relieved of suffering. So the Noble Eightfold Path is the 4th noble truth. And the first step, which I want to talk about a little bit today, is called right view. It's very important to be able to see things clearly, accurately, so that what you then do is a genuine and true and meaningful and lasting. So right view doesn't mean right philosophy or correct analysis or 19 advanced degrees means you have the best view. Right view here means something so simple and also very, very difficult to do, which is to see things clearly, to see reality accurately. Not your opinions about reality, not your habitual views about reality, and not your judgments of reality, but reality, reality, to see clearly. And the thing that gets in the way of seeing clearly, speaking for myself, and I believe according to the Buddhist teachings as well, is when I put myself in the middle of any situation and then ask myself, what does this mean for me? How do I feel? Is this good for me or bad for me? I'm automatically exempt from clear seeing because all I'm seeing is myself. Now, you are important. So I'm not saying that if you diminish your sense of self that you will have right view. That would be wrong view. You got to be there in order to have a view. It has to include you. But to think that this is about me is what leads to wrong view. Some things seem very much about me. Someone hits me in the face, I have strong feelings about that. That is about me. At the same time, there is something else happening. So I'm in no way saying, oh, well, your mom was mean to you, so you hit someone and that's okay. I don't mean anything like that. I just mean, are you attuned? Maybe is a better word than seeing clearly. Are you attuned to the reality of what is happening? And something that helps you with that attunement is to continually notice and then set down your opinions about what is happening, to see clearly. So this is not a matter of accumulating knowledge in order to have right view. It is a matter of simplifying ideas, expectations, hopes, and fears to instead just look. Just look. Everything, everyone, every word, every sound, every sight, every smell has an existence that precedes your labeling of that existence. The label comes second. So right view, in some sense, could mean attuning to that preceding moment before you attach a label to it. Now, you can't do that through willpower. You can't go, stop doing that. That would be easy. So how do you do it? Well, we're fixing to experiment with that way because it's called the practice of meditation, where you notice everything that's arising within you. You don't pick and choose. That's good, that's bad. Instead, you let it all go. Whatever arises in your mind, sensations in the body, emotions, you notice. Let go. And come back to the breath, which is always happening right now. So we're training with the breath as a stand-in for right now, so that when you get up off your cushion or chair and go into your life, you have cultivated the capacity to pay attention to right now, which is at the very heart of right view. So next right, which we'll get to next time, right intention. And then after that, my favorite, right speech. We'll go through them one by one. So thank you for listening. I hope this was useful. And let's sit together. Begin by establishing your posture, which first could mean noticing, oh, I have a body. Sometimes I forget that. It's right here. So really give your weight to the cushion or chair. No hovering, no leaning away. Just right here. The hands can rest on the legs, palms down. And let all the doing go out of the hands. Sit up straight. And let the front body be very soft. Let the belly relax. The area around the heart. The throat. And let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. In this practice, the eyes are open because we're practicing being awake right now. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, somewhere that feels comfortable given the distance of your screen, around 6 feet or 1.5 meters. And let there be a sense that the eyes are receiving rather than searching. Relax the brow and the crown of the head reaches up a little bit while the sit bones continue to reach down. So we're rooting down and rising up and feeling the strength of the back body and the softness of the front body. And at the same time, we're just sitting here. Let your attention rest on the breath, which means feel the body breathe. This is about feeling, not observing. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Let your attention ride in on the in-breath and dissolve out on the out-breath. And again. Your mind will continue to make thoughts because that's what it does. That's fine. There's no effort to control that, change that, slow it, speed it, ixnay. Just let your mind be as it is. Percolating, bubbling, no problem. Most of your thoughts will just come and go on their own. You do not need to do anything about those thoughts. Only if you notice that you are so absorbed in thought that you have forgotten about your breath. That's the only time you want to do anything. So first, notice that. Notice that you're thinking. And label that moment thinking. That's what that is. Thinking and meditating, different. That's thinking. Then let go. Don't skip that step. Really let go of the thought, whether it's beautiful or horrifying or vicious or important or trivial or funny. Doesn't matter right now. Just shh, let go. Gently, that is the operative word. Bring your attention back to the breath. And begin again. This in-breath. This out-breath. So sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. It's a delight to sit together. Thank you for sitting with me. I feel it. And thank you for sitting together. Be well. I'll see you next month.